You know, over the years, the border divisions would have had a significantly higher number of members of An Garda Síochána than a lot of other rural divisions down the country, because they were border divisions. And, you know, so the figures still right across the border divisions would be relatively high compared to other divisions which are rurally based.
Do you accept there's a perception, even if you say it's not real because you say the Garda numbers are there, do you accept that there's a perception that the numbers aren't there, and therefore there are criminals in Northern Ireland, for instance, who see Donegal as a soft touch?
Obviously, there is a cross-border connotation to quite a bit of crime. And if I could just mention, because I know it's been highlighted previously in relation to, say, the Newton Cunningham and Carrigan's area, where there has been a significant increase in burglaries in the last few weeks. And in relation to those, I would say that one is we have made significant progress in quite a few of them. We are working very closely with the Police Service of Northern Ireland over the last number of weeks and months, and we have a very good working relationship with the Police Service in Northern Ireland. And we have made significant progress not only in relation to robberies, but also in relation to a number of burglaries, and quite a lot of property has been recovered in relation to those in Northern Ireland. And, you know, it would be inappropriate for me at this stage to say any more about a lot of those, because it is envisaged, obviously, that there will be court cases down the line.